Welcome to the Goal Getter Podcast. My name is Anna Wallace and I'm the founder of the Weight Loss Academy Coaching Certification. I'm a registered nutritionist, NLP practitioner, life and success coach. I'm a serial goal getter and obsessed with helping you achieve more out of life, more happiness, fulfillment, excitement, you name it. I want you to realize your potential and that everything you want to achieve is possible with the right attitude and mindset. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, take control of your eating habits, start a business, become a health coach, or connect yourself on a more spiritual level, this podcast is for you. Look at this podcast as your daily dose of goodness to help you be, do, and have exactly what you want in life. I will provide you with the tools, strategies, resources, interviews, and solo episodes to inspire you to live your best life. I'm excited to guide you on this path. So thank you for hitting play. Let's dive in. Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 5 of the Goal Getter Podcast. 5 things I have learned from starting my online health coaching business. It's over 5 years since I started my online health coaching business. And maybe you are at the start of starting your online business. Maybe you're considering it. So today I wanted to share a little bit of a personal perspective on powerful lessons. Are they lessons? But really things that I have learned over these 5 years that I didn't know a lot about when I was starting out, and really the big things that have impacted my life and how I look at things differently now compared to, you know, when I was starting out. So the first thing that I really discovered, and I discovered this very, very early on when I started my business, it's all around that feeling of freedom. And I think once you get a taste for that, once you have it, there's really no going back. Especially if you're the type of person, you know, you're working in your 9-to-5 job and you really don't enjoy it. You don't enjoy, going into the office, the kind of 9-to-5 rat race, same thing every day, maybe not a lot of variation in your work. Maybe it doesn't feel like it's your purpose, it's your passion. There's no enjoyment there. And you feel like you're almost trapped. That's essentially how I felt when I was working in my office job. So when I first started to work for myself, and I realized, wow, I had all this freedom. You know, like you wake up every single day and you have control over your day. You decide when you start working. You decide when you stop working. You have more time for yourself throughout the day. So I was able to plan my workouts in. I wasn't rushing around. I was able to prepare myself healthy lunches. I was able to go to the shop in the middle of the day. You know, bearing in mind, I didn't have a child at this point, so I also had a lot more free time as well. But having that freedom is potentially one of the best things about owning your own health coaching business, is really being able to do what you want and when you want. So that doesn't mean that you don't work. Because I do work and I've put in long hours over these 5 years. Being able to choose it on my terms is really the best feeling ever. And I don't think that I could ever go back to, I know for a fact, actually, I could never go back to a situation where somebody else is, organizing my schedule or telling me when I should be working and when I shouldn't be working. So I think once you get a taste of that freedom, it's very difficult to go back. And that was always a big thing for me, having that freedom to do what I want, to be creative, to work on things that I enjoy, to be able to go traveling when I want. That freedom is definitely something that's very high up in my list of values as an individual. So when I really got that taste of freedom, I thought, oh, you know, there's no way that I'll ever go back to the 9-to-5. Like, I will make this work if this is the last thing I ever do. So that was the one of the first things that I learned when I started my business, and when I actually, you know, gave up my full-time job, was all around that freedom and how that actually feels, being able to create your own day, create your own schedule, being able to have time for more things, be able to work at a time, you know, that suits you. For example, I'm definitely more productive in the morning. So sometimes in the evening, you know, I'm not on my top form. So there's certain things I wouldn't do in the evening. So it's just, you can arrange your day in a way that essentially suits you. Like, I take calls on certain days I don't do calls. And you can really schedule your week in a way around your family, your travel plans, your workout schedule. You definitely have a lot more time to do those things for yourself, whether that's like meditating, you know, preparing healthy food, exercising and stuff like that. I always find that when I was working in my office, that I was just rushing a lot more in life. Life was more rushed because it was up in the morning, alarm, 6 o'clock, you know, get ready, go out the door, travel to work. That took an hour. Getting into work, the day goes, you know, and then you're getting home 6:30, dinner time. The day is gone, you know, like your week just goes by so quick. And my weeks go by very quick now as well. But I think that when you're working in a 9-to-5, it's very hard. It's harder to fit in the other things for yourself, because really your whole week is actually revolved around working, especially if you have to include travel. So that, having that flexibility of being able to do things for myself as well, I really was like, wow, this is pretty awesome. Like, and I don't think I'm ever going to want to give this up again. So that for me was massive. And it really is one of the best feelings, being able to create the freedom for yourself, build your own day, build your own schedule, work on days that are, you know, more suitable for you. Like, you know, if you want to take one day off, a Friday, you might put in more hours on a Thursday, but it's fine. Like, you're the boss here, so you can do it in a way that suits you. So for me, the freedom was really something that was very powerful for me, and it's a big driving force also behind starting my business and keeping going with it as well, because I really didn't ever want to go back to you know, working those kind of hours again and working on such a busy schedule and all that rushing around. The second thing that I learned was the 9-to-5 setup doesn't suit everybody, and that's okay. But I think that society makes us, well, we grew up in society and it's almost like that this is the way you have to live your life. You have to you know, we go to university, or, you know, you don't have to go to university, but it's like, you know, we grow up, we get a job, and that's it. You know, like you have children, you buy a house, and, you know, it's almost like that's what we should do. But I'm definitely the type of person that likes to go against what society says we should do. I like to explore, do we have to live our lives in that way? Like, why is it that this is encouraged? So once I left the 9-to-5, I really started to, I started to be in contact with other people that, you know, also work for themselves. And I really started to, realize that actually the 9-to-5 is something that has been created. Years and years ago, people didn't work 9-to-5. People didn't work in offices. This is something that has been created. So why do we have to work in that way? Now, bearing in mind, some people love 9-to-5 and some people love their full-time job. And that's perfect. This episode isn't really for those people. This is for the people that don't like the 9-to-5, don't like the running and the rushing to the office, and don't particularly enjoy what they do either. So really, I you know, the big thing for me was that, and that's also another reason why I created the our health coaching certification so that we could also make it possible for other women that don't want to be in the 9-to-5. And the 9-to-5 is also something that they don't want to do. So I definitely explored that, that view that, you know, why is it that we feel we have to work in a 9-to-5? And is that really the norm? And it may well be the norm because that's what we see so many people doing, but it's not the only way to work. There are so many other ways to work. Now more than ever, working for yourself, using the internet, you know, doing projects online, project management. There's so many different things that we can do that don't revolve around going into a physical office and working 9-to-5. There's just so many other things. So I want you to think about that. And I think it's very good for us as human beings to question things, to explore different things. Because that also that opens different opportunities for us. If it wasn't for me sitting, you know, in the office and thinking to myself, you know, I don't think I can do this 9-to-5. If I didn't start to explore other options, I would still be in my 9-to-5. So I think it's important for us to not always go along with what everybody else is doing and what we deem as normal, because anything can be normal if we want it to be. We can create our life to look like whatever we want, essentially. So lots of different things work for different people. And the 9-to-5 doesn't suit everybody, and that's okay. So, you know, if that's how you feel right now, you are thinking to yourself, like, the 9-to-5 actually isn't for me. Explore other options. Because there are a lot of other options out there. You know, of course, we have our certification for certifying aspiring health coaches so that they can start their own online health coaching business. But there are other options as well. That was the second thing that I learned, that we are brought up to believe that the 9-to-5 is the only way that we can work and have an income. And I don't believe that that's true. And I know it's not true because I'm evidence that you don't have to do it that way. And I'm in a circle now surrounded by other people that are also have thriving businesses, making a lot of money online and also helping a lot of people, doing something that's very meaningful for them. So we don't have to go with what society perceives as normal, because it's very good to go against what normal actually is. That was the second thing. And that brings me into the third lesson that I learned as well throughout this period, is that helping people is possibly the most rewarding job that there ever will be. When I was working in my office job, I first of all didn't really agree with the work that I was doing. So that was the first part. I didn't actually agree with the work itself. Something just didn't feel aligned with. I didn't feel aligned with it, with my values as a person. And then also, I didn't know how the work that I was doing. Who was I impacting? Was I helping people? I had no idea. And for me, that didn't really motivate me. So I used to lack motivation a lot in my office job. You know, there was a lot of like staring out the window, thinking about starting a business, thinking about doing other things. I used to get my work done, but I really didn't. There was no motivation there. And then when I started my own business and I started helping other people, and I was talking with clients, and when I would get messages from clients and they would say that, wow, Anna, like, you've really helped me. I've had a massive breakthrough. Clients losing 20 kilos. Clients healing their relationship around food, quitting dieting. I realized, wow, there's actually no better feeling to know that you're making an impact on somebody else's life in a positive way. And that feeling, like, it's almost like, you know, your heart It fills your heart full of gratitude, and it's such a beautiful feeling. So for me, I know that, again, coming back to my values as a person, what's important for me, that's definitely something that is important for me. I need to feel that the work that I'm doing is having a positive impact on other people and also in the world, you know. How can I explain this? When I'm thinking about the work that I do, I'm thinking about, now I'm a mom, I'm thinking about how is the work that I'm doing going to impact my son's generation? So when I'm looking at the dieting industry, I'm looking at the food industry, I'm looking at how people eat these days, I'm looking at people struggling with their weight. If we don't do anything about this current situation, which we have, increasing obesity rates every single year, we have a lot of people struggling with food, we have people that don't know how to cook anymore, cooking isn't seen as something that is essential anymore. So we've really, how can I say this? We've stepped away, we've lost our way with food and nutrition at some point. There's a lot of convenience foods. So that the way I look at that is I think that if we don't make some changes here, then my son's generation is going to grow up with even more problems than what we see right now. And that makes me quite sad, that there's going to be more obese people. There's going to be more people struggling with food. There's going to be more people that don't know how to cook. There's going to be more people, eating sugar every single day and they feel maybe that they're addicted to it. There's going to be more women that don't feel confident in themselves. It has a massive impact. So that's a really big driving force for me when I look at it from that perspective, like, wow, we need to do something about this. And again, another reason why I created our health coaching certification is that I can't do this work on my own. Like there's millions of people that need this help. And when I'm just coaching people one-on-one together, I can only help so many people. But when I train other ladies to become coaches and then we go out there and we support people together with the same mission, it can be extremely powerful. So for me, that doesn't feel like work, you know. I have my office upstairs in my house and, you know, sometimes it's any moment I can get, I'm running upstairs here to check in with clients or, you know, working on a project, whether it's to do with the certification or whether it's to do with my clients. I love it. It doesn't feel like work to me. Now that doesn't, I work, you know, and over the 3 years, but definitely the first 3 years of my business, I worked a lot. I put the R's in, you know, because I really, really wanted to make it work. Now I don't have to work as much because I've put a lot of the groundwork already in. But I did make a consistent effort, you know, over these 5 years. But it never really felt like work. When there's passion there, it feels very, very different. It feels enjoyable. It feels easier to get done. It doesn't feel as heavy as like some task, you know, that you would maybe be doing in your regular job, for example. So it's a very rewarding thing when you're helping other people. And I never got that feeling in any other job. Never. I never got that feeling that I was directly making an impact on another person's life. So for me, that's really the best feeling, to know that I'm helping another person in a positive way. And then also now with our certification, it's like a double whammy, because I'm you know, helping women that don't feel fulfilled in their own jobs to get out of that. And then also we will be making an impact on the dieting industry together, because I'm going to put more coaches out there in the world that can actually help women in the right way. So that feeling of reward, fulfillment, passion, there's no better feeling than that, absolutely. That brings me on to number four. And this is about money. Because I think some people don't like to talk about money, but I think money is important, because when you run a business, you have to make an income. That's, or else you don't have a business. You know, you need to be able to pay your bills. You need be able to support your family. But when I started my business, I didn't really know how much I would be able to earn. I was the main thing at the start was like, okay, I want to make more than what I was making in my full-time job. I wanted, hit over that. And that was my goal for the first few months. And I did that. I actually did that for the whole year. But then as the years went on, I started to see that there's a lot of potential to earn a lot more money than I would have ever been able to make in a regular job. I've been able to take me and John traveling for 8 months, when we were in LA for 3 months, and he wasn't working. And we definitely have plans for that in the future as well. So there's, you can make more money with an online business than your full-time job, because also your full-time job, at one point you hit the ceiling. It's like once your salary hits a certain point, not unless you go into like management level or very, very high up, but for the general people, they hit a number, and that number won't really go much higher over the years. It might grow a little bit if you get bonuses or an increase each year, but generally speaking, it doesn't grow very quickly. But when you own your own business, there's actually no limit to the amount of money that you can make, because you own a business and you're selling programs, you're selling coaching. So that depends on the price that you sell, and it also depends on the amount of people. So this can help you see that there's a lot of potential out there, and there's no income ceiling, for example. So over the years, I've realized that, and I think a very important thing is when you own your business, it's very, very important to have a good relationship with money. It's very important to be organized with money, and this is coming from someone who was never organized with money before I started my business. I was horrendous with money. But when you start your business, you're going to be able to earn more money if you're actually good at handling money, handling your payments. Also, starting a business is very low cost because, if you have an online business, you don't have to pay for a physical premises. So there's a lot of profit at the start as well, but you have to be smart and, pay your taxes. Normally, for example, in the Netherlands, there's a lot of, they make it easy for entrepreneurs at the start because you don't have to pay a lot of taxes, because they give you a lot of, they're not bonuses, but they're more payment. How can I explain that? It's more like you if you're working a certain amount of hours, they reimburse you so that you don't actually pay taxes, for the first, depending on how your business goes, but say the first, 1 to 2, maybe even 3 years. So they do make it easy for people to get things off the ground in their business. But indeed, you need to have a healthy relationship with money to be able to create more money as well. But money in itself could be a whole other podcast on its own. I think that we grow up, whatever our money situation is like when we are children, that definitely impacts how we view money when we're older. I think that we're also, people view money as evil. People view money, if you want to earn more money, people view that as being greedy. And I definitely don't look at that. I think that if you want to, people have every right to earn more money if they want to. I think it's more important what you do with your money, so we can positively impact other people when we're actually earning more money. If I'm earning more money, I can do more things in this world. I can give to charities, I can help more people. it gives me more options and there's more opportunities. When we don't have a lot of money, that strips away choice and it strips away opportunity. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with wanting to earn more money, especially as a, you know, because sometimes women, you know, like sometimes it can be a man thing, like it's like the man earns the money. But that's not also how things are these days. Women are owning their businesses, women are climbing very high up the career ladder, and they're earning more money now, which is amazing. It's incredible. And it's not something that we should feel ashamed of wanting to earn more money, you know? When I started my business, my first goal was to, you know, just make that little bit more than what I was earning in my full-time job. And I did that. I did that very quickly. And I did it the whole first year. And then it really grew very quickly over the years. And it's just shown me that I've been able to do so many different things in my life because I've actually had more money. Money is not my driving force, but as I said, money gives me more options in my life. It gives me more options to travel. It gives me more freedom. You know, if we want to do something, if we want to go somewhere, we have those options. So that's quite powerful. Now, powerful is probably not the right word, but it's what's the word I'm looking for? It's something that I think is, I don't want to say important. It depends how you want to live your life, you know? And I think that the takeaway message here is that we as women should not feel guilty if we want to earn more money, because I feel that there's definitely stigma around that. People feel guilty when they earn more money, or if they earn more money than their partner, or people feel like they're greedy if they're earning more money. And it shouldn't be like that, okay? Money is money, and it gives you more choices. It's not a dirty thing. It's just, it's an exchange of energy, okay? So for me, I really, over the years, I've seen like, wow, actually, I'm able to earn so much more money than I would have ever been able to earn in a normal corporate career, for example. And again, that gives me more opportunities and more choices in life for myself, but also for my family as well. It's not a driving force for me, but it makes life definitely more comfortable. And then that brings me on to number five. I have failed more times over the past 5 years than I probably have in my whole entire life. You know, when you start your own business, throughout the it's like a personal development journey, really, I think. But, you know, there's always going to be things that go wrong. It's like anything in life. You know, you have to learn, oh, this doesn't work, or no, I should do it like that. And I've learned that failure is something that is inevitable and something that we should not be afraid of. And I always say this to my students as well. And the certification, don't be afraid to fail, because how are we ever going to learn if we always get everything right? How are we ever going to grow if we're good at everything? We have to fail to learn, to fix things, to grow, to flourish. That's all part of it. And sometimes when people get things wrong, they really put themselves under pressure, and they think that, oh, like they're never going to be able to succeed, or it's not possible for them. And, you know, they really do give themselves a hard time. And I did so much as well at the start. I was thinking like, maybe this isn't for me. If I made the wrong decision, or if I got something wrong, whatever it was, I really put myself under pressure. And over the years, I've really identified that failure is something that is beautiful. And the more times you fail, the quicker you will get to where you want to get to. Because what stops you getting to where you want to get to is not actually pushing forward, because you're afraid of actually failing. So if we just keep failing, getting up, we'll get to where we want to get to much quicker. Okay, because as I said, failing is inevitable. It's part of it. So stupid decisions, silly mistakes, they happen. It's normal. Everybody does it. But over the years, I've really learned that. I've learned to give myself grace. I've you know, told myself, you're a human being. You're going to make mistakes. Everybody does. The biggest and most successful people in the world make mistakes, whether they go bankrupt or they bring on a team member that, you know, wasn't supportive or wasn't the right fit. Or, you know, I made different business decisions that I thought, when I look back and I think, oh, I shouldn't have done that. There's numerous ones of those. But I thought to my, all those business decisions that were silly, stupid, maybe too quick to make, I look back and I learned something very, very powerful from every single one of them. And I will never do them again. I will never make those mistakes again. And I haven't. So I've grown as a person. I've got wiser from my own mistakes. So we have to allow ourselves to fail repeatedly, be kind, and realize that it's actually part of the process. And that's been massive for me. And now when something doesn't go right, or if I make a mistake, I can very quickly get over it, because I realize that the quicker I get over it, the easier it is for me to get back on track again. I learned my lesson. And we can apply this to so many different things, I think, in our life as well. I do talk about it with my students, but also with my clients. You know, if they feel like they're, you know, they're doing really good with their lifestyle, and then something happens, like coronavirus comes along, and then everything turns upside down, and they feel like they're failing again. It happens. What can you learn from it? What do you need to focus on? You know, what needs attention? If this was to happen again, what would you need to do? Hopefully, coronavirus, this situation will never happen again, but we must learn so we can move forward. So folks, that there are the five things that I've learned since starting my health coaching business over 5 years ago. Really five of the most profound things, I think, for me. And I just wanted to share them because I thought, if you're currently thinking about maybe studying to become a health coach, you're curious about starting an online business, I wanted to share some things with you today that I've learned over the course of these years. Because I think when you start out, you know, you're essentially at the start of the road. You don't know what's ahead. You don't know what's, you don't know how things are going to go. So having insight from somebody who's been through the process can be very, very beneficial. So I would love to hear from you. I would love to know if you find this episode useful. And please do hit subscribe to our podcast. I hope you're enjoying all the episodes. We've got a lot more interviews lined up in the future as well, with lots of amazing speakers. But if you enjoy the episode, I would love for you to take a screenshot right now and tag me on your Insta stories, so you can find me on Instagram by just typing into Instagram, I am Anna Wallace, and you can tag me in your stories and tell me what was your biggest takeaway, and tell me what you really enjoyed from this episode, because I would love to know, and I'll give you a little shout out on my story as well. Everyone, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you're healthy wherever you are in the world, and I will see you again for another episode. Take care.